HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
All right, there we go. Off
it's
and right.
Captain Coronado.
He's just feeling love. Oh, geez. Did I mention how much I love that lady friend of mine? Yeah, Dad, you did. You don't even drink. This is pathetic.
Ted doesn't drink?
No. Oh, no.
I think I knew that.
He did all the drinking he needed to do and stopped doing it. But yeah, he's one of the kindest people ever. But nobody wants to gather around in a group of men and talk about love. Yuck.
By the way, show your forearms again there real quick.
Yeah, he got beat up.
Oh, this was a nice day at the old Tactical Black yesterday.
That's some good evidence.
The House of Brews, baby. That was we had a good time yesterday. Took some good shots. We were playing some real fun knife defense drills, and it got intense. There was some. I was taking the brunt of it, but I landed a few. Not as many as landed on me, but I landed a few. And then there was a – I think there was one game we played called Tony Gets Revenge on John. I think that was pretty much what it was because I've kicked Tony in the nuts. I've shot him in the nipples. I've done all sorts of things with – he got me good yesterday. But it was just one of those – you end up smiling. You know, in football when you get hit so hard, you're like, that made my day. That was that. It was fun.
Probably have to sign a lot of waivers for this, don't you?
No. Well, you sign some waivers, but it's, you know, yeah. It's contact sports. No different
thing. Got to sign waivers when you take your kid to any of these little play centers.
Oh, my God.
The paperwork's ridiculous.
Have you filled out the waiver? Yeah. Do we have a current waiver on file for you?
Yeah, there's a thing in there. I mean, I'm going through a little bit different stuff than, well, like the normal classes are. They do all this. They for some reason or another, have advanced me into a level of taking, I mean... These guys,
I don't think we I should be here. I'm
happy to be there, and I'm holding my own as best I can. But these guys are good.
You're to the stage like if your robber knows like jujitsu and boxing, and
well,
so they're coming at you with like flying kicks and stuff.
Oh yeah, no. If you want to start your sport, that's the fun thing about it. You want to start your sport stuff with me? This is not a sport.
Yeah.
Krav is not a sport. Tactical Black's not a sport.
Gouge out your eye.
It is, okay, you want to play flying kicks and kick me in the thigh and wear me down? I'm going to pull your nuts out and shove them in your throat. This is street fighting. This isn't, golly, I hope the judges don't get mad at me. It's street fights. And
I
hope the judges help me out here in this survival
fight.
Fight control there. Now go ahead and, you're going to try to put me in a leg lock? Oh, I'm just shoving your nuts up into your body. Yeah, so those are against the rules. Yeah, I don't see a cage or Dean. I don't see any of that. We're fighting. It teaches survival skills.
I don't see Herb Dean.
Yeah, I don't see Herb. I don't see Big Dean. I'm not.
Do you actually practice shoving balls into people?
You definitely go to the
nuts
a lot.
Do.
That'd be hard to practice.
Which was a surprise for
you. Know what happens after a while? And this is true of the guys up there at House of Tony, especially because I've kicked him. Their nuts go numb. They're used to it. It's crazy. It's not normal. I kick Tony in the nuts pretty much every Tuesday and Friday.
I got intern Jeremy pretty good.
You went up for that one. Jeremy didn't like it.
Jeremy was not.
His nuts aren't numb yet. It's fun. But yeah, I came out of yesterday with the evidence of a good day. It was a blast. I'm telling you, man. I can talk until I'm blue in the face about not only the experience, but how much fun it is. You just walk away smiling because it's just fun. So much of a challenge. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. You know that lady that was in that GameStop? Well, that lady.
Yeah.
The tranny? Transvestgender?
Yeah.
Trans lady? The trans.
Transgender?
This one here.
The one that went off?
That one. Yeah, that one. So she's doing the rounds now of interviews. And it's a big fella. And there's a lot of memes going around.
Bam!
Oh, I'm sorry. It is. I'm sorry. Oh, man. It's a big lady friend. It's a big lady fella, I'll call her. And the best part of that whole thing when she's mad at the kid at GameStop when she said, you call me sir one more time, I'll show you, sir. She was going to turn back into a dude and kick his ass in the parking lot.
What game was she buying?
Well, she was returning one that her son had rented.
Oh.
guessing her very confused son, but that's just me. So she's standing there screaming that it's ma'am, it's ma'am. She did an interview for KOB News in Albuquerque yesterday. You know how much better this is going to get? Do you know how much better this isn't going to die here? She's a rapper.
Stop it. Yes. No.
She's like,
come on.
She's going to express her feelings.
What show is she on?
She's a rapper. I don't know what she's like.
Well, she can call herself a rapper. Does she make money rapping?
Doesn't matter. She's going to release one and we're going to hear it.
All right.
Yeah, she's gonna write a rap and express her anger in rap.
She's the Rebecca Black of trans?
Yeah, she is. I don't know what she is.
My name is yeah. Ma'am.
So I'm like, woo. She claims to rap for a living. That means we're going to hear a rap song from her. Well, this is going to get better.
I noticed the accent kind of changed there in that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't put the MF-er in there. I should probably get that one because when she drops MF-er, it's full
dude.
On.
It's full on what she was.
Yeah.
It is ma'am. Mother. It was pretty great. So when I'm watching this and I'm like, this thing making the rounds. Because she had a video where she lost her mind and she looks weird. And that's all that is. And then she broke out. I am a rapper by trade. I'm like, oh, ma'am. Please write a rap called It Is Ma'am.
Has to be the first track, right?
It Is Ma'am. I'm mixing it right now. I got to get a beat behind that, and we're going to have something there. I think it'll be fantastic. And it can't be any different than what I was watching with Larry in his office as we started to watch the R. Kelly thing together. And I'm telling you, I didn't know.
Was this part of the documentary?
Yeah, he was in Ethiopia, and this went on for 9 minutes. This is the musical genius of R. Kelly. This was a song he was singing to Ethiopians. Are you up to date on your current inoculations?
So
do you have paperwork?
So that
I can take you out of this hellhole.
Back in America.
What the hell?
It never ends.
You should see the seriousness on his
face. They got him down, too. The backup singers?
Yeah, well, it's a song. This isn't something he's making up.
Oh, he wasn't winging it?
No. This is a musical genius of R. Kelly. Everybody always says he's brilliant. I'm like, I have not gotten it once. Like, you know, that the Air Up There song, or what was that song, the Space Jam song? I believe I can fly.
That's it, though. That's all I really got from
it. I'm digging that hit.
Do you have your passports? Do you have
your shots?
Line up. I'm going to take you home.
Come back with Rob.
Come back to America with Rob.
Well, didn't he in that Trapped in the Closet album, didn't he sing about farts or something?
Yeah, middle of the song he starts. And midgets.
During a heated fight.
Yeah, they're in a heated fight, and in the middle of it he goes, and then Bridget scared me, because out from the cabinet there was a midget. And I'm like, what happened in this song?
And there were two chapters.
It was 13 minutes long both times. I don't get the R. Kelly thing. I don't know why.
Then I fought it. He's a genius.
He's just saying what happened.
The dude has 32 albums on iTunes right now.
32?
Not singles, albums. I mean, they're $10 a pop.
I just want to know.
Nick Cage of music.
He'll take it. It's a song.
He'll do it. Whatever you want to sing.
I went to the store today. That's
I was sitting next to Ted last night. He's in love. The man's in love.
He loves her.
He likes things about his girlfriend.
He's just a journal. He's a singing journal.
And he likes Portillo sandwiches. Dip wet like his lady.
Wherever he is, he's singing about it.
You're a genius.
She's got a hangnail.
That'll be $43, sir.
The lady at Safeway wants money from me. She asked me for $43. I said, no, baby. We make a trade in love.
What are you doing? Just give me the money. I got people in line.
She's getting frustrated. He's an idiot. I mean, I don't understand the hubbub about R. Kelly being a genius because I've never really followed his music. But I want to know if there's any Ethiopian women in the crowd that went backstage and went, Mr. Rob, I am current on my inoculations and I have my passport. Per your suggestion, I'd like to go back to America with you.
I get my passport tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Need your passport now? Planes leaving? Oh, I thought you meant I had a few days. Get up to date. You can come back to America with Rob. It was weird. So we're watching that, and Larry and I are looking at each other and like, why is he famous? Is it just the I Believe I Can Fly song? Or he's got a couple, but...
Man, the girls go crazy when you see every... I mean, just a couple of weeks ago at that concert, they're showing the video where they're just grabbing at him.
Oh, yeah, and he was had his towel, and he made him suck the towel and stuff. I just don't get it, though. It's offensive to ask a woman if she's had her shots. I mean, that's not first date material. That's not even a question on, Match.com. And they get in-depth, but, like, have you had your current vaccine?
Well, they know he has his. Because to go over
made
there,
it there, right.
Yeah. So I guess.
But no, it's not something you ask a lady. You assume it. And then if it comes up later and the State Department says she didn't have her shot, you're like, oh, I didn't think to ask. You were thinking it the whole time. You just can't ask a woman. It's like asking a woman's weight.
It's the basic shots, credit score.
Right. Credit score's first. I'll go with that. And that's a little bit, you know. But
maybe
are you inoculated or have you been inoculated? Can we travel?
What?
I don't want you to get dysentery.
Maybe we're just missing the lyrical genius. On his album Black Panties, he has tracks like Marry the Pea.
Mm-hmm. That's what Ted's going to do.
Show Ya Pea.
Oh, he likes the pea.
Mm-hmm. Shut Up.
Pea. Shut Up? Yes. Let's hear a little Shut Up.
All right.
Give me a taste of Shut Up.
Careful. It was done and I could awake. A tsunami almost had come to wipe my career away.
After 22 years of a blessed career. Had me lying in my hospital bed crying mad tears. Woohoo. Just as I had many people hating me, I had so many people loving me. And let's not forget the hood around the world covering me. And to everybody that be calling me, telling me what they be saying about me, bringing me all of this negative shit. I don't got a whole bunch of them. All right, yeah. He's going bananas.
Landslide.
I guess we're doing that today. We're bringing all that negative.
That's all we need is one shut up.
Yeah.
Well, it's the negative. It's just he's not very good. I didn't know it was all of his songs. I thought Trapped in the Closet was kind of a joke that he was doing. That's all of his songs sound like that. Not one of them is different.
It's his daily routine, and he sings about it.
Yeah, that's it. I just woke up and hit the snooze bar. Gonna sleep for 9 more minutes after I write down what I'm talking about. Now I got 8 minutes. Things aren't going as well as I thought during snooze time.
Maybe he just travels with a recorder everywhere. He just sings into it. And
he must, Eric, because the first song on Trapped in a Closet is Trapped in a Closet chapters 1-5, and it's 16 and a half minutes.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Long.
I watched the whole thing. It was a movie. They
it was a movie?
Yeah, so they sent the video.
We did a Mystery Theater over at watching it.
It was great.
Going back and forth.
I've seen it several times. Now we're at 7 minutes of the snoozing. I think I gotta pee. I got half an erection.
And it builds.
This ain't gonna be easy.
It builds 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But do you have your shots? I can't get enough of listening to this. It's all romantic. The ladies in Ethiopia are like...
And again, it's a build, like you said.
Yeah. He's talking about me. Like, who's he? And the girl's like, I have my shots. He's going to take us back to New York. Do you have your shots? No, I do not. You cannot go. This is where we part ways, Sanjay. It's just, it's not nice to ask a woman if she's been inoculated for travel.
John, is it fair of me to say that R. Kelly is the Randy Newman of hip-hop?
He kind of is. He's Randy Newman. You're right. Only he does, I don't think Randy Newman rapes people.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you found out Randy had sex late?
A duet.
You got a friend in me.
This fat white man is singing at me.
You got a friend in me.
Maybe Randy has a song about farts, too.
I farted.
I farted, too.
We fart. We unite the colors of farting.
He does I love to fart. I love to fart.
And I love farting, too. Unless you ain't been inoculated. Then you might have dysentery, spreading disease.
No one likes disease.
R. Kelly and Randy Newman sing what they see.
John, to me, R. Kelly was always better on South Park.
Oh, he's great on that one. I just don't. It was hilarious, and Larry and I watching that yesterday was just a treat. It was just an all-out treat.
And that is from the documentary that you guys have been watching for the week?
I don't know if it was, because Larry's been looking at other stuff. He didn't watch the last episode
or
two.
They're slow.
Are they? I haven't watched any of it. So he's like,
I tried to watch one.
Yeah.
Because I think we all know. It's like this big buzz over R. Kelly's documentary. He's like, yeah, we should have arrested him.
Everybody's so shocked.
Yeah, I don't get it. And the one thing that I do want to see is the parents that are like, why is there, they're kind of saying the same things. Like, why is everybody so shocked? Here's video footage of us getting our daughter back. And it wasn't easy. Like, they had to go in
outside the hotel,
re-kidnap their own kid from R. Kelly. And they've got it on tape. And they're like, why is this documentary a big, this is videotape of us stealing our own daughter back from R. Kelly while he yells. It's like, is that, that was a long time ago. So is that anything people should have paid attention to before? Well, we're mad now, though. Yeah, we don't know why you're mad now, but you are. But evidently R. Kelly will have a whole album out of it. Now, who's still supporting him? Who supported that anyway? Who wants to listen to? I want to meet the Ethiopian woman that was let down because she had her shots and her passport, and she thought it was an invitation. It was just a song. I wonder if he took anyone
out. 2,000 were let down.
Yeah, there was a line. There was a refugee camp of R. Kelly ladies that were ready to go back to America, all current. You got to get a lot of shots to go to Ethiopia. And how's he big in Ethiopia? How's that music translating anywhere?
He's tapped the states.
I wrote this on my way to the facility tonight. And I'm like, of course you did. You saw 13 things and you put 4 minutes together. It's just, I don't get it. I don't understand the world at all anymore, but that one's really got me. And now I know that if I'm ever with a lady, I can now look at her and go, do you have your shots?
Oh.
She's going to melt, evidently. That's hot.
Show me that passport.
Why don't you show me your scars from your vaccination?
Ooh.
They still give you that star-shaped scar?
They give you that big one with all the needles in it? Give you that weird thing on your shoulder? People from the 1978 behind that usually have one. It turns me on because it means you can travel. We can go to India and drink the water. Because you got parasite shots.
He couldn't finish the song in India. Stage was just warmed.
Yeah, the minute you say that in India, I think, take it back to America. Where are you going? All of our shots. We're all current, R. Kelly.
Rob!
I walked to India. I watched all you in the water. Thank God I had my shots. He's big on medical advice. It's weird. But, if you want to watch it, it's up to you. I haven't been able to sit through any of it. But watching that yesterday, I'm like, this is a musical genius, evidently. People will not stop saying that. And this thing's going crazy. I wonder if they're going to have a follow-up like they did Making a Murderer. You know, they had that. And it was so big, they just forced another one at us that wasn't anywhere near as good. But people still kind of sucked it up because they were still on the... They're going to do something else with R. Kelly later because I don't think anybody expects... Like Leah Remini, she's still doing that Scientology thing. And the first one, you're like, good for you. This is fantastic. And now the third season, you're like, well, now you're just making money. You're as bad as Scientology at this point.
They're kind of running out of stuff.
Yeah, you got
stuff.
Nothing to do. You
they're and repeating stuff.
Mike Binder just keep making people cry. Then what happened? Well, the same thing that happened to everybody else you've talked to for the last 3 years. They were mean to me. They kept me in the place over
no
there.
No investigation or Cedro nothing. And,
yeah. Do you think that they should pay taxes? Of course I do.
We're going to do nothing about that.
Leah and I drove around for 8 hours looking at the outsides of Scientology buildings. Season 3, more the outsides.
And multiple people getting beat up.
Yeah.
And you were beaten?
Yes, I was. We talked about this in the first season. I'm the same guy that I just grew a mustache. You guys think I'm someone else.
You wrote for Facts of Life.
Yep. Same guy. Tell me about it. Well, I was beaten. Same story. You can just rerun the same one I told you 2 years ago. We drove around outside Scientology for about an hour. They came out and yelled at us with sticks.
We drove away.
We'd go back another day. We came back the next day. More sticks. More yelling. More away driving.
You think that David Miscavige guy still beats people?
Yes.
No, he jumps the table.
He beats them
more.
You're
not listening! I think after the first season, like, we got to do some change, and the heat is on. And then the second season, they're like, all right, maybe some light beating again. I think that. And now they're just like, beat them harder. No, nothing's going to happen. They just drive to the building. We chase them away with sticks. And they Leah's not coming back in.
Well, they just need to, we just need somebody to film the beating or actually go to the cops after they're beaten.
Right.
Well, that's a big
but none
one.
Of them ever do that.
They go to Leah Remini, which is not doing a thing. I like that.
Years
the
later,
yes.
They go to Leah Remini.
Leah, you need to help. What would you like me to do? Well, I need you to go to the authorities. I've been beaten nearly to death by David Miscavige. Like, okay, you know what? I tell you what I'm going to do instead of go to the authorities. I'm going to drive around the building. I'm going to drive around the Scientology building, and I'm going to say that's where it happened. That should get it started. And then nothing. So I tried to watch again. Season 3 is the most – where is David Miscavige's wife? Like, that's a great question.
Yeah, still.
She's been missing for years.
We can't find this person. Thing.
And Leah Remini's been driving around the building. I don't think he kept her, like, on the sidewalk outside the building because that's the only place she keeps looking.
And Scientology keeps sending them letters. She's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Where is she then?
Don't you worry about it.
You know where she isn't? Just outside all the buildings you keep driving around. They need us like a SWAT team to roll in.
Yeah. But you got to have a reason, I guess.
Well, yeah, missing lady. But no, nobody ever reported it. It's unfiled. But, yeah, she keeps going. So I don't think.
That's
like,
a problem with all of it. The beatings, all that. Nobody reports anything.
But here's the thing. If they find her, you know, I guess there'd be some money in it. But Leah's show goes away. There's an ending.
Yep.
So if Scientology's not around anymore, Leah Remini doesn't have a show. A&E doesn't have a show. So they just want to keep going with seasons.
Yeah, let's not break it open quite yet.
Yeah, because people are still watching.
A couple more seasons.
Not like season one, but they're still watching it. And that Mike Bender guy's getting more and more. We drove up to someone who used to be a Scientologist who knew me. Hey, Bender. Yeah? You're terrible. We drove away, threatened by them. Like, you guys are cowards.
Have you ever met or hung out with a Scientologist?
Not that I know of. I think some of the comedians that have come in here have been.
Really?
Yeah, there's a few. And then there's some people that we've talked to who are Scientologists. I don't think it's an unusual person.
I don't know if I've ever met any of them. Like
not as deep as Remini, who went, you know, to the academy.
Oh, yeah, she was in the house. Well, she was raised.
Raised there.
As a kid. Yeah. I don't know. If I did, I didn't know it.
They didn't bring it up.
Yeah, I think you can be, like, just a moderate one.
You're a moderate?
Yeah, you kind of like, you know, like most Christians.
Most religions.
Yeah, most of them are kind of like not really following it. They've never read the book. They just talk.
I give them money.
Yeah, they talk about it. I hand it over on Christmas and Easter. I give them a couple bucks. It's the same thing. I don't think you have to be a superstar. I think you just play along.
Yeah, they'll take the, you know, you buy a few books.
Take some money.
Yeah, they'll take some of that.
And then you call yourself that and you spread the word. I think that's pretty much all.
You never advance past level 2.
Yeah. And I don't know that I'd brag about it if I was one.
Would be interesting to meet someone that went to the big, you know, rally convention that they used to have every year. I don't know if they still have them. They show that filmed crowd.
Yeah. With Tom Cruise
comes
out.
The award ceremony. Yeah.
I don't think they had them since they announced that it was actually a religion.
Yeah, that was fundraisers to get it to where they could keep it alive.
And now that they're good to go, they don't need it.
There's no all-campus rocker anymore.
I want to start a religion.
You should.
Just for the tax breaks.
What would you call it?
I don't know. Passports and Shots? I don't know.
Holmbergism?
A song for it.
Holmberg.
Maybe that would be good. Holmbergology?
Holmbergology. I like that. Steal from, you know.
And just paint my house blue and put a big golden calf on top of it. And Leah Remini will just drive around. I'll go outside. I'm like, I know who you are, Bender. He eyeballed us. We had to drive away.
Would you beat people in your religion?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what power does.
And charge them a lot of money to come
listening.
In?
What do you think I'm doing all this training? Start my religion and be stronger than all the rest and beat them.
Tell us more, Master.
And put them in the hole.
I just, all right, you're going in.
Build a dungeon in your house.
Coffee in the buckets. He stuffed us in buckets.
The whole community lives in old plains.
That would be like chapter one. And yea, the leader spoke. And if ye who did not listen was asinine enough to show disdain, he was stuffed in a bucket. That would be the first line of my religion. There'd be a lot of yeas and yees in it, but.
Yeah, you got to have that.
In the year of the Western Lord, a new god emerged, whence cleaning dog waste, stumbled across some golden tablets. Don't laugh, Mormons.
Now you're stealing.
How it happened to you. Come on, they all steal from each other.
You have your own story.
The golden tablets said the other golden tablets were horse cooey.
That origin story's
been
taken.
From the sky, a porn angel.
Yeah. Suddenly, from his bottom, emerged a child. What? The virgin butt birth.
Yeah, you gotta have a virgin birth.
But it's a boy.
Oh, sweet.
How has this happened, asked the citizens. Holmberg announced he was Lord, and Butt Baby was his savior. He sacrificed Butt Baby.
Whoa.
I had to kill him.
Why?
Because you got to kill the baby.
So you're kind of going with some Viking stuff.
That's
huh?
right.
Yeah.
I'm Nordic.
Sacrifice.
Just Butt give me baby. Some rituals.
Yeah. Butt Baby was thrown about the backyard like a football until he passed. The score was Lord 42, Peasant 7. He was a giving Lord, and he let them return a kick with Butt Baby.
What's that thing where they cut their heart out through their back or whatever? What was that?
Blood Eagle?
Blood Eagle. Yeah. Now that's badass.
That's when
do
religion.
Do not yell.
That's
if
when
you
religion
yell,
had balls.
You don't make it to Valhalla.
Yeah, you can't scream.
Yeah. Just take it. What's the punishment if I yell? More of this. I'm going to yell.
That's a tough SOB.
Yeah. You'll be sentenced to death after my heart's torn out. Yes. All right, you guys are dumb. I'm screaming. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I would start my own religion, just get the tax breaks. It's $1 billion industry.
Well, it took them a while to get to the
I
tax
know,
break.
But still.
It didn't
take much thought. It just took some
years.
Years. Yeah.
You got to write some books.
Yeah, and they're asinine. You talk about R. Kelly's lyrics. Read some of that Dianetics. That stuff.
Well, yeah, then when babble. You get to the end, you find out it's Zod or
it's
something.
Nonsense.
I don't know, some alien leader. I don't know.
And it's like 747s flying to planets, and it's crazy talk. I can write that.
Yeah, that sounds fun, actually.
But a child can get that started. Just go ask a kid, like, how do you think we got here, and be, like, really creative.
Well, I think one time we were all on a sunflower.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
That's real good.
And then the wind blew. And we landed on a bee, and the bee flew us all the way to Balmac, a planet far, far away.
All right, I'm in. This is good.
Xenu, that's right.
Xenu
yeah. of the Galactic Confederacy.
Of the Galactic people. This religion's just crazy. As he shoveled dog filth, he discovered the bones of the Lord.
He brought billions of people to Earth 75 million years ago.
Billions?
That math doesn't add up.
None of it does, Eric. All right.
It was crowded.
My Butt Baby makes as much sense.
Oh, he stacked them around volcanoes and killed them with hydrogen bombs.
Yeah, and that's what those thetans are now that float around and they attach to you.
Uh-huh.
Thetans, whatever. It's crazy.
Man, that's quite a story.
Yep.
John, is it possible that R. Kelly's Scientologists and he's just trying to convert Ethiopians?
Passports and shots. How about that if you ever went to, like, a Bon Jovi show? All right, everybody having fun in Phoenix? Y'all had your shots?
What?
What did he say? Wouldn't happen in America. You know you live in a crappy country when the entertainment's asking if you've been inoculated. Let's go. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there, Ed?
We got some old school stuff. You requested it, and it has arrived.
Let's have it.
Brought to you by ELOTeam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home, please go to our website, ELOTeam.com.
Deep.
Foreigner, Jukebox
okay.
Hero.
KUPD never played Jukebox Hero. That was like 77.
No, Jukebox Hero was 84.
Oh, was that 80? Oh, that was the 84. I'm thinking of Cold as Ice and that stuff.
And
okay.
I mean, they could have still played older stuff before 79.
Maybe.
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Probably threw that on.
AC/DC. Request on text.
Shoot the Thrill.
Oh, Edgar Winter. Children of the Sun probably was on here a lot.
Zeppelin, Ramble On.
Oh, Zeppelin's been on here, I'm sure. That's an odd list, but I think of all the 40-year anniversary stuff, I think Eye of the Tiger is probably one that we. I think that was.
Get you fired up this morning.
That was the one that wasn't, you know, that was a KUPD song. I think that mixed right in. A monster. What was that, 83? Yeah. So it was 4 years into our
Rocky,
reign.
82, 83,
right?
Yeah, so 82, 83, something like that. Yeah. How about that? They played that. The KUPD played that in the early 80s. I'm sure of it. Had to, right? That was rock. All right, we'll do a little Eye of the Tiger. You guys asked for it. We don't want that every day. Mix it in. I mean, you guys went nuts. I just suggested a couple of you, not all of you. Every one of you. Ramble On's a good one, too. Just to hear every once in a while, in and amongst the good rock. Greta Van Fleet's going to be on Saturday Night Live. They're officially just the thing for rock right now.
that all we have?
Still haven't embraced it myself, the Greta Van Fleet. It's good. I don't want that to be the future of rock because it sounds like the past of rock to me. So, but they're good.
I'm sure that's what people were saying about Zeppelin in the time.
Well, who were they copying directly?
Well, yeah, they didn't have a direct copy, but the sound, I guess.
Yeah, but they were their own unique thing. I don't think
because
Zeppelin
a lot of,
was.
But I'm saying, I wonder if it's like the younger folks hear that and they like that sound. Like, well, this is a similar.
You can play the exact same thing. There's nothing
from Zeppelin.
They might
not have ever heard.
Yeah, you're not going to play anything from Zeppelin and go, hey, back in 1958, this was the. These guys were doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It was at least. It's a copy. It's good. It's a good copy, which makes it okay, but.
The reason there haven't been a ton of copies is. It's hard to sound like Robert Plant.
And it's hard to do. Well, it's harder. It's harder to write their songs. Yeah. Even if you can do the sound, writing good Zeppelin songs is
well,
hard.
A good start is Lord of the Rings. They like
yeah,
a lot
just
of
go
that.
Back and read some Tolkien. You'll get a few lyrics out of it. But for the most part, you know, copying Zeppelin's hard enough. Writing original music, Greta Van Fleet's doing it, just doesn't sound authentic.
You find out. You got to go back deep in the blues and take some of those songs and say they're yours.
Borrow some lyrics and borrow some stuff. And then
Elvis did that too.
Oh, they're all thieves.
Yeah, everybody did that. But those black artists don't get any
copy.
They never wrote anything.
No, what do you mean? They just.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Did they have their passports and shots even? They probably shouldn't have even been here.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.